Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program, but the folks who are amongst the most persistent people I know are state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I use the word persistent because it not only applies to the folks who deal with adversity 15 times a year, for today's purpose, it applies to the wonderful South Dakota Corn-inspired program, the Showdown Series. Persistence is a big part of the athletic and academic competition between our state's two Division I universities, the University of South Dakota and South Dakota State. It's a huge part of the Showdown Series beneficiary, which is feeding South Dakota. Most importantly, the word persistence applies to all of the people in our state, young and old, who struggle each and every day for access to safe and healthy food. Very simply, South Dakota Corn and Feeding South Dakota partner as a philanthropic effort to promote how agriculture and farmers feed people. Funds are raised throughout the year at each Showdown Series event, including the Get Off the Bench campaign, which encourages fans to get off the bench and support of the program. This year's Showdown Series has added a new way for spectators to give via a box with a credit card scanner, which will be available at each Showdown Series event, allowing fans to make a donation to Feeding South Dakota with a simple swipe of the card. Heck, the coaches get on board sporting orange colors in their gear. I think Teddy Mueller, South Dakota Corn Growers Marketing Legislative Director, said it best. I'm quoting, "South Dakota farmers are committed to feeding all families, including those that are less fortunate." The first event's going to be this coming Saturday, the 17th, when the Jackrabbits host the Coyotes in Brookings. Folks, you can still get a good seat for the game. I never report on the Showdown Series without commenting on the quality of student athletes at these two Division I schools. After 7 years of competition, the combined cumulative GPA for the two universities is 3.12. Did somebody say student athlete? Again, the annual Showdown Series kicks off this Saturday in Brookings. Maybe see you there. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe and thanks for what you do.